Now you will be listening to a program about a specific illness. And this is because you are starting your journey with this condition together with your parents or guardians. If that's not the case, then you're just interested in this and want to know more about it. In this program, you will be listening to a child or a young person telling us about their specific illness, talking about everything they went through since the first day they were diagnosed up until where they are now. You will also listen to the caregiver talking about the experience and the doctor that was treating the child. So sit back, relax and listen to what they have to tell us.
My name is Lizanne de Villiers. I am a speech therapist and the head of the Speech Language Therapy Department at Red Cross Children's Hospital. You are now listening to the My Health Journey podcast on speech therapy. You will be listening to children and parents talking about their experiences with speech therapy, and their stories will be accompanied by information from different speech therapists like myself. So speech therapy covers a broad scope of services which can be divided into three big areas: speech, communication and language, and feeding and swallowing difficulties, which is also known as dysphagia. So now we will be focusing on how speech therapy can help children with their stuttering. You will be listening to the experiences of speech therapy patients Salih and Yachia as they chat with their mothers regarding stuttering and how speech therapy has helped them. Speech therapist Laura Flint will then give more information about how we help children who are stuttering.
My name is Salih Samsudin. I am 7 years old. I like to play soccer. I'll be speaking my journey in speech therapy.
My name is Jihan Samsudin. I'm the mom of Salik Samsudin, and I'll be helping him with his interview with speech therapy.
I can go to speech therapy to learn how to speak slow and easy. I like speech therapy because it's playing games. You must speak slow like a tortoise. You mustn't speak like the cheetah. I practice at home to speak slow and easy. The people who help me at home is mom and dad. They remind me to speak slow. My stuttering isn't so bad anymore. Now I can speak in front of the children. At school, in assembly, I talked about my birthday.
He's been coming to speech therapy since he was in grade R last year. I've seen a big improvement in Salik's speech over the last few months since attending speech therapy. He's more confident, he's more happy, he's able to communicate better with his teachers, he's able to communicate better with his peers in his class, he's made more friends, he's just all around a much more confident little boy, and he's able to speak to anyone. Before Salih came to speech therapy, he stuttered quite a bit. He wasn't able to speak in front of his teacher. He wasn't able to speak in front of his fellow students. He was very shy because of his hampered speech, and he was afraid that the children and his teachers wouldn't understand him. And since coming to speech therapy, that has all improved. He's able to speak better, he's able to get whatever he wants to say is able to become across to people, and it's just become all around easy for him. Well, he's learning how to think before speaking, so the slow speech enables him to think before words coming out of his mouth, so which means it's easier for him to slow his speech and to not have, like they say, bumpy speech. At home, we remind him of slow and easy speech, but we also try to make him feel comfortable in the fact that he does stutter and that he can be confident no matter if he stutters or he doesn't stutter. We try to make him understand and help him and feel comfortable in the fact that if he does have a bit of bumpy speech, he doesn't have to stop speaking. He can just practice what he does in speech therapy, like taking it slow and easy. And he mustn't feel shy about his speech impediment, that he needs to be confident, doesn't matter if he has a speech impediment or not.
That's the end of part one of a three-part series. We still have two parts left, so get up, stretch a bit, and go fetch you a cup of warm coffee. And when you're back, you can press play. Welcome back. We will continue with this program. Here is part two.
My name is Yahya, and I'm 7 years old.
Uh-huh.
And I'm in grade 2, and I like to play with my sister, and I like to play soccer. I will be talking about my journey with speech therapy.
My name is Halima. I am Yahya's mother, and I help him on his speech therapy journey.
Speech therapy is that people help children to speak slowly.
Mm-hmm. They help you with what?
They help me with my bumpy speech. I have been there since I was 3 years old. It's like I'm having fun there and speaking slow as a tortoise.
And you play games?
And I play games.
Okay.
When I go to speech therapy, I go there and have fun and play games.
Mm-hmm.
And
but mommy fetches you from school?
And my mommy fetches me from school, and then she dropped me at speech therapy.
What's your speech therapist's name?
Auntie Chantal.
Okay, and then what do you do? Okay, can I help? Okay, so you do games to help with? What's the word again? Superfluency.
Superfluency.
Superfluency. So you say part of the word slow and other parts?
Slow and other parts.
Faster.
And faster.
Mm-hmm. And you always get what at the end of your session?
Stickers.
So when do you think that you have the most bumpy speech?
Mostly maybe at my cousins.
Okay.
And friends.
Okay. And when you have to do your orals in front of class?
Yes.
And is that difficult?
Yes.
Why is it difficult?
Because I must first practice at home.
So then I forget
what I must say.
And then do you get nervous?
Yes.
Sometimes kids who stutter have... They tend to think that they're being naughty or they're looking for attention, and they get a bit of difficult reactions from other people, and that sometimes they just need a little bit of help. And Yahya's come a really long way from where he was to, and I'm very proud of his interview. When he started speaking, I noticed that he would have body movements with and then not being able to get the words out. I also then came to the speech therapy department here at Red Cross, and I asked them for advice because family members thought that I was being a bit over cautious as a mother, but I knew something just wasn't right. So then at 3 years old, we had him referred to the speech therapy department here and had him assessed, and they did then find that he has dysfluency. And then we started coming for more frequent sessions, and then we had some group therapy. But that didn't really work well with Yahya because he sometimes can be quite shy within a group. So we rather went with individualized sessions. And he improved a lot as far as his confidence never wasn't affected by the fact that he has a stutter. And also it's very important that once he started going to school, that the teachers were on board, that you have your family on board, that they understand that no matter how long they take with the story, you just repeat and model that speech back to them. So it takes a lot of patience, and sometimes it can be frustrating especially for when they are younger, because their vocabulary is not as wide as it is now. Also that it's natural for any parent to think when something happens with their child or they don't follow the normal way of development that there's something that you've done. But research has shown that there's a genetic component to it, and all we can do is but help and support and try and get him to be the best he can be.
Hi, my name is Laura. I'm a speech therapist here at Red Cross Hospital, and I'm here today to talk about stuttering. Stuttering is when the flow of speech is interrupted. There are three main types of stuttering. This could be repetitions, such as b-b-b-b-baby, prolongations when you make the sound long, like mommy, or blocks where no air or sound comes out. The parent and child will come to speech therapy together for an initial assessment, and I will usually speak to the parent first and ask them questions about the stutter and about the child's development. From there, I'll spend some time with the child looking at their types of stuttering and how often they stutter and the severity. And from there, I'll place the child in a group for therapy where they are able to work on their stuttering with other children.
Do the children who stutter must go to speech therapy to help you with your stutter?
My advice for parents that have children that have a stutter is that tackle it while they're young. It makes it easier for them. They gain so much more confidence. They don't feel as shy about it. And Red Cross is the perfect place for it.
My advice I will give to them is you must speak slow as a tortoise, and it's fine to have bumpy speech.
So the first, or the most important thing, is to ignore your child's stutter. Parents often feel that they want to give their child advice in the moment, such as slow down or take a deep breath, but this actually only makes the child more anxious and more nervous about speaking. So we like to tell the parents to rather just ignore the child's stutter, allow them plenty of time to answer questions, not to rush their speech. And we find that if you speak slower, then your speech is often more fluent. So the parents are encouraged to speak slowly to their children so that when their children respond, they themselves will then speak more slowly. You'll find that if you're speaking to someone who's in a rush and speaking fast, we automatically ourselves will answer speaking faster because we feel we're in a rush to get the words out. Children who stutter might become aware of their stutter and become more anxious or frustrated when speaking, such as they might not want to speak aloud in class and they might be afraid to answer the teacher's questions. Or they might become afraid when they go to the shops and they don't want to speak to a stranger or someone who's unfamiliar. So yeah, they become quite anxious about speaking. So in therapy, we speak about accepting the stutter as part of who you are. And because we are doing therapy in a group setting, the children are practicing with each other and realizing that they're not alone and that there are other children who stutter. So there are many famous people who stutter. Famous singer is Ed Sheeran, a famous model is Marilyn Monroe, and a famous actor is Mr. Bean. So I love telling parents and children that there are famous people who stutter and that the children mustn't let the stutter stop them from doing what they want to do.
You just listened to part two, but there's still one more part to go, so take another break, and when you come back, you can listen to the final part. Welcome back. We will continue with this program. Here is part three.
Welcome back to the Speech Therapy Podcast. We will now be talking about the communication devices. I previously mentioned that speech therapists can also help children who have complex communication needs. These might be children who have little or no speech and are not able to communicate through talking, and therefore they need to find another way to communicate. Speech therapists are trained to help these children to communicate by using augmentative or alternative communication. So, augmentative and alternative communication refers to any type of communication that is not speaking with your mouth. This may involve pointing to or exchanging pictures, using sign language or using a communication device that will speak a message when pushing a button, or many other forms of communication. We will now listen to an interview young reporter Alex did with 9-year-old Ashura and her mother. Ashura is using a communication device to help her to communicate.
We've got a special interview for you today. Ashura is 9 years old and was involved in a pedestrian vehicle accident. Speech therapy has helped her with regards to her feeding and her communication abilities. She's using a special communication device to help her to talk. And today we have her mother in studio, who I'll be interviewing today. Welcome to the studio. Could you please introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Tasneem Khan, and today it's a privilege for me and Ashura to be here. And this is Ashura Khan.
Can you tell us what happened to Ashura and why she's receiving speech therapy at Red Cross?
In 2017, the 22nd of July, Ashura was involved in a motor vehicle accident. A 4x4 buggy drove over Ashura on the pavement, and Ashura was very serious injured, that she couldn't speak, couldn't eat, couldn't walk, nothing.
How has the speech therapist helped her with her talking?
The speech therapist helped Ashura a lot. Ashura couldn't say one word, but because of the speech therapist, Ashura can say today 3 words out of herself. She can say Oma, and then she can say hello, and she can say Aisha. That is my sister-in-law's name.
Do you feel that the talking voice that she's got with her today has helped her to communicate and to speak?
Yes, the talking device helps Ashura a lot. Because if we ask Ashura, what do you want? We don't know with the hands what she wants, but then I put the talk device by her, then she will show on the talking device what she wants. Because there's a lot of stuff on the talking device that says she wants the toys, she wants food, we must clean her kimbis, or she wants to go sleep.
And how does the talking device work?
Ashura, can you show them how the talking device works? Say, Fala, what will they hear? Ik wil.
Bubble blast.
Ashura wants bubbles. Now she will show she wants the bubbles. Until we give her the bubbles, she will show on the device something else if she wants something
by
else.
By pressing the buttons.
By pressing on the picture that's on the talking device.
Okay, cool. How is Ashura currently eating and drinking?
Ashura has a peck in. She's peck feeding. Ashura couldn't eat it all and drink it all. But because of the speech therapist, Ashura is eating now some soft food, some soft potatoes, butternut, and squashes. So the speech therapist helped her a lot because today she can eat like soft food for the start. So.
Now, in a moment, we'll ask Ashura a couple of questions. But before that, is there anything else that you would like to add?
Today, I can say thank you to Red Cross because the doctors and everyone, the speech, the dietitian, the physio, everyone at the Red Cross Hospital. Today, it's because of them Ashura is also doing so good today. And most importantly, is because of God that she's been here today. And with all the doctors and physios and speech and everything, that Ashura is doing very great today. So I like to thank each one in Red Cross, doctors, and mostly the speech, because Ashura is doing very good in the speech. She's doing very good with the speech.
Okay, so now we can, maybe let's see if we can ask Ashura some questions herself. Hello, what is your name?
Hello, my name is Ashura. I use the machine to help
you. And where do you live? I live
by 48.
En hoe voel jy?
Ek voel gelukkig.
Dankie, Ashura. Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us in studio today, guys. It's been really cool to get to know you and to get to know the process that Ashura's been through here at Red Cross. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So before we reach the end of the podcast, I would just like to give some words of encouragement to the children who come to speech therapy. I would just like to say you are so brave. We know that sometimes it might feel like hard work, but I just want to encourage you to keep going and to keep trying your best. We are so proud of you. And to all the moms, dads, grannies, grandpas, or anybody bringing their child to speech therapy, we appreciate all your hard work and effort to bring them and to help them also at home with their communication or feeding.
Thank you for taking your time out to listen to this program. This was put together by RX Radio, a radio station by and for children, situated at the Red Cross War Memorial Children's Hospital. Please visit our website www.rxradio.co.za for more amazing programming. Enjoy the rest of your day.